code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Ward, cutting through the matrix on the 27th of April 2012. Newcomers, I always suggest you make use of cuttingthroughthematrix.com. It's got thousands of audios for download, and you'll start to understand the system you live in, and which also explains your daily news events, etc. They're given up, just why they're out there in certain orders of things, and all related to other titles similar, to change how you think and what you think about and give you the proper opinions. That's what the media is for. But it's much, much bigger than that, of course. They go into the foundations of the organization that set up in the late 1800s with the richest people on earth, big multinational company bosses and international bankers that decide to take over the running of the world and to bring a world system in where they'd own all of the resources of the world. And they would distribute it across the planet as they saw fit. And that means food, water, everything else. And they would basically own it. And then I came up with an even better idea when they created the League of Nations, then the United Nations, make it seem like an independent body and not these guys working behind it to get the same goal and agenda through. This depopulation of, you know, the lesser types of humans that were spoiling the world for them, and a post-industrial society. And as they go into it, I give the histories of it, the people involved, the organizations that really are on a gallop right now, all these organizations, they're all interlinked across the planet. And they make sure the right curriculums are taught across the world to do with sustainability and so on, so everyone's brainwashed. But only the creature on Earth that has to be brainwashed into killing herself, basically, for the betterment of society, meaning the elite themselves, who will be left at the end of it all. And that's what's all happening now, and I'll touch on that tonight, in fact. Number two, you are the audience that bring me to you. I don't bring on advertisers as guests, and I just basically depend on selling the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You can buy them if you go into the website, and from the US to Canada, remember, you can still use personal checks or an international postal money order from the post office, or send cash, or you can use PayPal, and straight donations are really, really, really welcome right now. Across the world, Western Union and MoneyGram and PayPal once again. But yeah, we live through an amazing society. It's a controlled society. First, you control the minds of society by introducing the educational system, without which a subsequent indoctrination and propaganda it wouldn't take properly. You need that initial indoctrination into the system, designed by Rockefeller and others. They're all top eugenicists. They still are, of course. And of this whole thing about sustainability is nothing more or less than the same organization that ran Charles Darwin, and before actually he even came along, through his grandfather, and then Charles himself, then Charles Galton, and then Charles Galton Darwin, and then the Huxleys, and so on, up to the present bunch that run the world. They're all into eugenics, which means they're terrified of the lesser types. This is taught in eugenics and Darwinism. That's basically the lesser types will kill off or destroy the more advanced types that have evolved further than the lesser. So that's what this is all about today. Very, very simple. And I've said so many times, don't worry about the guys like Hitlers and so on that wear uniforms and tell you who they are. You worry about these characters who are running the world under the guise of science, you see. At one time it was religion, and when priests said, oh, there's going to be an eclipse and or there's going to be a comet coming in, that's going to be a bad omen, everybody was petrified. Well, science took over that job, and it's far, far worse today with all the scary scenarios. Works just as well, but they always say you can't argue with science. It is saying, oh, really? Back with more after this break.
Hey, Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi folks, I'm back, cutting into the matrix, talking about the scary world we're in right now. It's scary because the media tells it is scary, and of course there's much more at play because we have all these foundations. The foundations that got together, as I say, a long time ago, as charitable fronts, they call themselves philanthropists. And it helped the world, you see, help. Believe you me, with their help, they'll kill us off much, much faster. Because that really is their intention. And I'm not kidding about that either, because it's all based on eugenics. And the best technique is to come to people and say, we're here to help you. And then start reorganizing your life. Next thing you know, you'll be sterilized. And then they give you a sandwich after or something like that, and send you on your merry way. But everything out there under the guise of philanthropy is basically a part of this big, massive inter-foundational fronts that were created a long time ago, something that the public generally never catch on to because they read little bits about charities and foundations and philanthropists. They think, oh, that's nice, that's awful nice. They don't know this is eugenics in action because all the boys who founded these fronts were, and they still are, eugenicists in the truest sense. All through the schooling systems and university systems, is taught Darwinism. And out of Darwinism, you get survival of the fittest, coined by later characters. But basically, Darwin was also the same belief of the two, that the lesser species will drag down the more advanced species. This is at the back of everything today, everything. And also, apart from killing you off, these guys also decided in the late 1800s, when they were the Cecil Rhodes Society and they were the Milner Society, that joined together to form the Royal Institute of International Affairs, and this comes from foreign relations, they would take over the resources of the entire world. And they're doing it under the guise of, again, helping the world, because these guys outline where the world is to go in all areas, because they have so many departments working on everything. They are super governments, in fact. And they simply present it to the government to make it signed into law. And that's why our lives now are really going down the tubes under the guise of sustainability, redistribution of the wealth of the world, which is your tax money across the world, to their corporations based in third world countries. So let's go down much, much further. And whenever they're building up to a big meeting, a world meeting that's going to really change, as like once more, into more austerity, they always bring out their favorite players, the most radical of them all, real fanatics, in other words. And I've read it from their own websites before. We always give the public various scenarios before the meetings to get them ready to accept the treaties that will be signed and so on. Otherwise, we'd ignore them. Or say, go away with that, we don't need it, you see. So the Guardian's got the big thing with one of their favourite stars. The Guardian's all for this depopulation agenda and supposedly helping the poor, which is not that at all. What they do with the poor is sterilise them across the planet. That's what foreign aid generally means. But they pull out this Paul Ehrlich, you know, a guy who literally has been mamby-pambied through the universities because it's fanaticism and to do with population control, and his love for collecting, just like Darwin and all the rest of them, and the Rockefellers, insect collections, you know, it's like sticking with pins. He likes things stuck on the wall with pins, like butterflies and stuff like that. Dead, of course, they're still looking pretty, pretty. So that's what they're all into, these characters. Zoology, of course, is a big bit of it, too, because they try and prove that there is such a thing as evolution through various animals and similarities and so on. But he was picked up very early on because he was a good fanatic and promoted to the top as a superstar. Same techniques you use, you see. There are organizations in marketing that will make anybody a superstar. And they put him to the top a long time ago in the 60s with his book, The Population Bomb, it was called. We were all supposed to die in the 1970s. Didn't happen, of course. Of course, that doesn't stop him from pulling him out once again. Oh, scare tactics, you see. All be afraid, be very, very afraid if we don't go into utter austerity. Well, he actually means you lot, you see. He won't be starving himself. But he's on about the fact that physical numbers were as important as the amount of natural resources consumed. And then they've gone about optimum population of the Earth, you see. And again, there's a whole bunch of links to all the different optimum population associations across the planet. And all the top eugenicists, and I mean radical eugenicists, belong to it. And they're all paid for and funded by the foundations and the United Nations, because the United Nations is run by the foundations. It's enough to guarantee the minimal physical ingredients of a decent life to everyone. It says it was 1.5 to 2 billion people rather than the 7 billion who are alive today. Now, this is the stats he's actually using from the United Nations. In other words, they can either feed a couple of billion and keep them at a good lifestyle, or we're all going to starvation, live in utter poverty. This is the big scary scenario. And it says, and they expect 9 billion in 2050, which even the other studies contradict. It doesn't matter, though. Contradictions don't matter, these guys. Being proved wrong so many times doesn't matter, these guys. These guys are fanatics, and you should be very afraid of them. Because they've got so much influence, and they can con the victims, it's the general public, into basically going along with their own demise. So anyway, this is how many you support depends on lifestyles. We came up with 1.5 to 2 billion because you can have big active cities in the wilderness. If you want a battery chicken world where everyone has minimum space and food and everyone's kept just about alive, you might be able to support in the long term about 4 or 5 billion people. But you already have 7 billion, so we have to humanely, listen to this, so we have to humanely and as rapidly as possible move to population shrinkage. See, the terminologies they're using here, they're talking about massive culling, folks. If you can't really get it, we're dealing with fanatics here. Very, very dangerous fanatics. The same fanatics, by the way, who worked on your vaccinations that would bring you down quickly too, health-wise, and cull populations. Rockefeller was behind all the projects to do with vaccinations and still is today. Now, and Alex for all of that too. And it's also for, again, sterilizing the, most of the third world. So there he goes on his thing. The question is, can you go over the top without a disaster like a worldwide plague or a nuclear war between India and Pakistan? Well, we haven't had it so far. And we won't have it either unless the CIA steps up its intrigues with its droning and bombing of Pakistan. If you go on at the pace we are, there's going to be various forms of disaster. Some may be slow and motion disasters, like people getting more and more hungry, or catastrophic disasters because the more people you have, the greater the chance of some weird virus transferring from animal to human populations. There could be a vast die-off. Actually, you wouldn't need many people at all. You have 10 folk and it may get a virus mutation, so that's all bogus, you see. Ehrlich, who was described as an alarmist in the 1970s, who says most of his predictions have proved correct. Oh, what a liar this guy is, eh? You know, you can't keep a good psychopath down, you know that. Says he was gloomy about humanity's ability to feed over 9 billion people. He says we have 1 billion people hungry now. We're going to add 2.5 billion. They're going to have to be fed on more marginal land from water that is purified more or transported further. We're going to have disproportionate impacts on how we feed. Now, who's we? He doesn't feed anybody. See, these are the elite themselves talking. He's talking on behalf of them, really. And they're always on about, oh, what are we going to do, what are we going to do? The fact is, the elite themselves have put most farms under, across the planet, small farms, to introduce their own big agrochemical businesses. And they own most of the world's food supply today. One of his patrons, the Rothschilds, as mentioned the other day there, after bribing the Indian government to really hassle the farmers there to make them buy the genetically modified seeds and so on, they put them under. They put them under. Millions, you know, millions of farmers went under in India. And thousands committed suicide. They lost everything. And now here they are with the Rothschilds who bought up land for peanuts, an old trick that they've used, done through the centuries. And in comes their own GM food and their own chemicals and all the rest. And now the water's polluted. And these are the guys that are going to save us all. Right? It's a reality behind it. Anyway, it says most of the predictions in population bomb have proved correct. Well, I don't see that. It's been proved wrong in so many things. As I say, we're supposed to have died off in the 1970s. And it says at that time I wrote about climate change. They're all for the coming ice age at that time. They were churning out books in the 60s. Oh, God, we're all going to freeze to death. You know? It says we did not know then if it was warming or cooling. Well, if that was the case, why were you even writing about climate change if it wasn't going one way or the other? See, as to use a con, and again, the Club of Rome, which he also was associated with, came up with the idea of global warming, droughts, famine, etc., that would fit the bill to get all these bills passed, you see. Anyway, he prattles on with usual stuff, and the Guardian, as usual, is very, very incredibly soft. He's one of their heroes, actually. And anyway, he agreed with the Royal Society report, this bunch of supposed scientists, a Masonic club, actually, as it was formed initially, the Royal Society in Britain. In fact, Bacon was a member, and Bacon had to put his wife and children away because you were not allowed to devote any of your time to a family yet. So he paid his family off and left them to join the Royal Society. Quite interesting group there, actually, though, sort of boy-type thing, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, it says the population consumption should not be divided. They multiply together. You have to deal with them together. With too much consumption amongst the rich. Now, he's talking about you folk out there who are probably eating a lot of garbage food. That's all you can get a hold of, or that's all you can afford now, because these boys have destroyed your own agribusiness in your own countries. And with the chemical industry, of course, that there's more chemicals in your food than you can ever imagine. And it says we have too much consumption amongst the rich and too little amongst the poor. These guys don't give a damn about the poor. Eugenicists actually hate the poor. You better go through their curriculums, how they're taught. Because they really see that the poor is an inferior species that simply has not evolved. And it'll bring them down. You see? Anyway, I'll put this piece of trash up for you to read to see how the media is preparing you all for the VO Plus 2012, when they put the next bunch of treaties through, if you let them. Back with more after this break.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening, water filtration, long-term food storage, freeze-dried food, heirloom seeds, storm shelters, survival communications, solar power, herbal medicine, heating with wood, living off junk, home defense, guns, ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, the freeze-dry guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, having this with Matrix, talking about the big plan, the big eugenical plan that's really rushing our heads. But it needs our consent, you understand, and that's what the media bombardment's all about, is to get your consent. Well, they must know what they're talking about. They're all called experts, you know. And remember, Bertrand Russell says, we shall train the public to listen to nobody but experts. And that's been done a long, long time ago. You don't have to even get their names now. Expert says this, expert says that, and we jump, you see. Great trick, isn't it? But again, the Rockefellers talked about that in the early 1920s. They would do this kind of thing. Another part was, too, to start cutting back on health care for the Western countries. And the African countries, of course, they go in there, they inoculate them, they become sterile, just like we are, and they come down with the cancers like we do, and they also sterilize them if they get a chance. It's a big, big part of their foreign aid program. It's always been sterilization. Cut back their numbers. Because you see, we're all dragged, all that scum at the bottom will drag down these characters who live inside universities, you know, on our tax money, you know. And because they're more evolved, you see. And so anyway, part of it too in eugenics was to bring down certain countries first. And the Irish were on the list, as you see, they're the list that the eugenicists put out there. And John Stuart Mill put one out a long time ago too. A long list of American Indians had to go down because they already knew in the 1700s and 1800s that they would never come into what they called the white man's economic system and get up in the morning at 6 and trot off to work and come back home at 9 or 10 at night. So this wasn't in their nature because they lived naturally, the Indians, you see. We are not living naturally. And they also had the Irish down for it too, and even the Scottish as well. Beginning people like H.G. Wells added the Scots to it, even though the Scotsmen gave them their Bank of England just in time for Rothschild to take it over. But it's interesting here that you see what ties in with things. Across the U.S. and Canada and Britain and elsewhere, the principal countries, they've got this crisis in healthcare. Oh, it's so much money it costs, yada, yada, yada. Meanwhile, they find billions out right off the bat for wars, these spontaneous wars that they plan for years, and they can fund them and buy new missiles and the latest gadgetry and can spy on us with more trillions of bucks of equipment that's got to be updated every 6 months or so. There's no problems with that. But when it comes to treating you, you see, for all the cash that you're putting in to taxes, which are now floating across to the third world countries, and problem of India and China and Brazil and a whole bunch of other nations. And, of course, who's in charge of it, the same international corporations and the big foundations that help promote it. Anyway, they're cutting back on everything in all the countries. Oh, it's a crisis. We just don't have the money. As they want more money off you, which you see this Rio Plus 20, that's going to be a massive demand to cut back drastically here until we are third world. And I'm not kidding about that. That's what they want. They want all your cash off of you. To help the others across the world, you understand. It's a lot of equipment and stuff. You go over there and sterilize folk. And I read an article yesterday where Britain's already putting millions of pounds of their taxpayers' money into sterilizing people in India. But anyway, Scotland, as I say, is on their little top list. Well, here they are. It's the general practitioner leaders, the doctors in Scotland, fear the deep national health service cuts in Scotland. That's a report by the MPs found its 14th health board's plan to make £226.7 million savings in an upcoming year. Now, that's a hell of a chunk for a small population. And it says here, the report says, amongst others, Greater Glasgow and Clyde health boards plan to save £58 million each, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, the doctors are getting ticked off with it. Some have walked off in England as well. They cut the slash and cuts that they've had there, cut to the bone under austerity. And some surgeons as well, top surgeons, have walked off. Anyway, it says the savings equate to cuts. The idea that this government is trying to be more efficient. More of this was to tell you, too. Blair said the same. We're going to be more efficient in healthcare by cutting back the money. You know, that's how stupid they think we are with all their surveys. I guess they won't figure this one out. So they'd be more efficient by slashing the budget. It implies you were hiring people and doing work that was not needed. That was not the case. They're cutting jobs and funding and should be honest about it. Well, these characters at the top can't be honest about it because they speak through public relations companies to the general peasantry at the bottom, you see. And the problem, again, with all... It's a human problem, actually. It's a dilemma. But once you create an organization and you get about too many chiefs at the top all sitting in their big fat Gluteus Maximus and soaking up their money, they cut the ones beneath them that actually do all the work. And that's the problem with that, too. In every country. It's human nature. And also, deprivation in Scotland threatens public health. This RCGP Scotland warns severe deprivation in parts of Scotland threatens the public health and has cut the life expectancy to as little as 56 years in some areas. So they're dying younger. And, of course, that's all part of the agenda, too. If you haven't read the various eugenical programs are on the go, you better, because this includes the U.S. and everywhere else. And only by seeing what they've already done in other countries will you understand what they're implementing now on you. You have no idea. As I say, I'd rather have the guys in uniforms and strutting around. It's always so easy to recognize them. But you will not see it with the suits and ties or a white coat. It's given an address on the human population problem. The problem. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts back, cutting through the matrix, talking about the system in which we live, and most folks take for granted because they were dumbed down at school, and they don't take much interest in what they think are specialized affairs. So if above them, floating above them, are these special people that come out of special wombs and run the world and the country and all that. And they really think it must be so incredibly complicated that that's why you need special people. These people are anything but special. Except the fact they're all the same things in common, and that is they like to rule over people, like to fool people, because everything they say comes through public relations, as I mentioned before. They've got marketers on board, and they've got scriptwriters on board as well, and it's all to condition you to accept things to your own detriment, and to keep you from doing anything about it. And most folk go along with that. Well, we can't argue with experts, you know. Even though they're wrong time after time after time after time. But remember, too, that John Holdren also helped work on that book, The Population Bomb, that was full of mistakes and so on. But it was radical in his need to do mass culling of the general population. Don't forget that he was appointed to the board, as the science are in the U.S. These are fanatics, and they should not be there. And you should be kicking up on hell of a stink from the very beginning to get them off of there. These are fanatics, folks. They're very dangerous people. Now, the cybersecurity legislation, or CISPA, as they call it, Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, sponsored by the Mike Rogers from Michigan and Dutch Rupert Berger from Maryland, passed in a vote from 248 to 168. So,
they're talking about more internet security. We know what it's all about, of course. That's the end of the net, folks. You can't see anything or text or whatever else or email on the net without the records being kept and in real time, by the way. You can go over them and scan them, etc., etc. I mean, there's no privacy at all anymore. And what it's like now, if you're texting someone or phoning someone, it's like being in a prison and you've got a visitor and there's a glass between you and the visitor and you can't say much except in kind of roundabout language because there's a warden standing listening to everything you say. That's where you all are right now with this. I hope you realize that. Now, a lot of people won't care. They'll prattle on about all. They don't mind even the most intimate things. That's disgusting. Disgusting when you accept the fact that these people have the right to listen into anything at all, because every phone call technically is definitely personal. That's why you do it. It's personal phones, personal messages between people. You don't need to have oversight by the wardens, and that's what this is all about. All about. How disgusting. The folk just accept it. So it's pretty time now to almost pack it in, to be honest with you, as far as I'm concerned. It says the bill was amended to provide more privacy protections, to provide if it wants it, but of course it won't put it in. But it's not immediately clear whether the Senate or White House would give the amendment bill its blessing. So the measure, which some are calling the Sun of SOPA, allows internet service providers to share information, so all the ISPs can share information with the government, including the Department of Homeland Security. So everything, in other words, it was illegal for them to do, and they have been doing. They've now simply made a law to make it legal. It's great to be at the top, a tyrant, isn't it? You don't break the laws, you just change them to suit yourself. And the National Security Agency about cybersecurity threats it detects on the internet. Well, why are they listening to all of you lots? An ISP is not required to shield any personally identifying data of its customers when it believes it has detected threats, which include attack signatures, malicious code, the phishing sites, or botnets. In short, the measures seeks to undo privacy laws that generally forbids the ISPs from disclosing customer communications with anybody else unless with a court order, so it doesn't even need that anymore. So it gives protection to the ISPs from privacy lawsuits for voluntarily disclosing customer information thought to be a security threat. Now, a security threat is anything at all, folks. Anything at all. Sky's the limit. Sky's the limit. You're going to hear a lot of court cases in the near future where they'll stretch it and stretch it to the most ridiculous ends to get somebody that they simply want out of the way. You wouldn't see. Internet companies are also granted antitrust protection to immunize them against allegations of colluding on cybersecurity issues. And on it goes and on it goes and on it goes. So under national security, you're all in prison now. And remember that when you talk on the phone. Remember that. Don't think for an instant they're not interested in you. Don't you dare think for an instant, because this is, yeah, they're very interested in all of you. Doesn't matter who you are. Don't care a damn about Sue Mustafa, so-and-so. It's you they're interested in, and that, you better believe it. So who were the supporters of the bill? Microsoft, Facebook, who did you expect? AT&T, Verizon, Oracle, and many others. So it's an abdication of Americans' online privacy, and other companies signed the same kind of deals already, by the way. So it's going to be, and once they shove a whole bunch of amendments onto it as well, the sky's the limit. They can collect anything they want from anybody all the time. And this is amendments to remove language following information sharing in the name of national security, to remove NSA from agencies receiving it, never made it to the House floor. So the NSA have got access to it, and all these agencies now have access to the same information. I have no doubt, too, it'll come right down to your local police as well. So the kind of make work projects, they're always trying to find, you know, people to charge for something. And it will. But the sky's the limit now. The sky is the limit, folks. And a lot of folk won't mind. There's so much fun and porn and stuff on the internet, I'm sure. But they're quite happy to put up with it until they come and get them. And this article here is about spies. You know, spies are generally psychopathic the real spies and nature. A James Bond character, I mean, there's actually written articles about it. If he was a real person, he'd have to be an utter psychopath, where he goes with one woman and comes back, she's been covered in gold paint and killed or whatever else happens to be, and 5 minutes later he's in bed with another one. Or he's just killed 10 guys and does the same sort of thing. And so, in other words, that's how a psychopath would behave, because they have no real morality and emotion, as you can imagine it. So, but they also hire a lot of geeks as well, you see. And with all the new laws that they have in Britain, they're taking on all kinds of people. Generally, they used to do massive background checks to see if you came from the right families. That's what's really important, the right families, the right school ties. Was daddy in the service, etc. But now it's kind of spreading out. And it talks about this one here. Here again, here's the term, you see, is you get trained to just accept it. An expert has said, you could say a high priest of the Incas or something here, an expert has said he believes a third party was present when Gareth Williams died because theories that the MI spy got inside a bag by himself were unbelievable scenarios. He was found dead inside a bag. MI6. It says Mr. Williams' body was found curled up naked in the padlocked hold-all in the bath of his flat in Pimlico, central London, in August 2010. This is a reservist, Mr. Peter Falding, former parachute regiment, told an inquest even escapologist Harry Houdini would have struggled to squeeze himself into the bag and lock it from the inside. Mr. Falding, who specializes in rescuing people from confined spaces, made 300 unsuccessful attempts to lock himself inside an identical bag measuring 81 centimeters by 40 centimeters. My conclusion is that Mr. Williams was either placed in the bag unconscious or he was dead before he was in the bag, Mr. Falding said. They spent a lot of money in this investigation, so let's not go on with it. He suggested it would have been very easy to fold the dead spy's arms and place him in the hold-all as long as rigor mortis had not set in. During the forensic investigation, no fingerprints were found at the scene, but tiny DNA samples were discovered on the bag, and their owner has never been identified. Well, that could even be the guy that sold them the bag, for all they know. But a second expert, William Mackay, told the inquest it was not impossible that the fitness-loving math prodigy died without a third party present. Mr. Mackay's assistant, a yoga specialist, this is a yoga specialist, who is of similar build to Mr. Williams, carried out another reconstruction and was able to curl his body into an identical red North Face bag. But despite more than 100 attempts, he was not able to pull the zip into position within the space and could not lock it from the inside. See, you'll find out where it's going shortly. So Mackay told Westminster's court, he says, I would not like to say that it could not be done. There are people around who can do amazing things, and Mr. Williams may well have been one of those persons. So, they found out that Mr. Williams, the spy, you see, he occasionally looked in at bondage and fetish websites, occasionally, more than occasionally. And a lot of these characters like to, you know, do things like almost strangle themselves because they're into self-erotic sort of situations where they really apparently get into themselves and do a lot of things and put themselves in cupboards and small spaces and stuff like that. And then the police officer described the coroner findings of his work investigating Mr. Williams' electronic devices and half of his web browsing surrounded female fashion, but he also stored electronic images of several drag queens, and records showed that he had researched bondage on Wikipedia and had visited bondage and fetish websites. That's sort of the thing they'll do on their own. I can remember when they found a judge in England, he put up a sort of hammock-like rope across hooks he put into his walls, this judge. And he was dressed in women's clothing, and he was stretching himself by the neck, by the way, and he was found dead there. He couldn't get out of the noose he'd made for himself. And they get a sort of high, apparently, at certain points of excitement and self-eroticism, and it's very possible this guy did it himself, too, because he also found in another article that he had lots of women's clothing, and there were £120,000 worth of women's clothing, and wigs and all that kind of stuff as well, you see. So this is what they're recruiting as spies. These days, yeah, £20,000 of women's clothing had been found in her brother's flat, the sister, and it could possibly have been gifts. She himself known a lot of friends, and So the guy's a cross-dresser and all the rest of it, and obviously into something. So they spent a lot of cash trying to find out what happened to this character, because I guess that's what they do with their own, even if he's a spy. So there you go. How people pass their... I guess everyone has to have their hobbies these days, and everything going crazy and all. And it's quite something, as I say. Now, there was two small earthquakes off Vancouver Island today, and it's probably, it's actually the 16th, but it's no really big deal, but it's, I think there are more and more of them happening in the Pacific region off that coastline, and we'll keep an eye on that and see what happens. Now, this is from Homeland Security News, and it says, terrorism, LAPD, Los Angeles Police Department, shows the way in local counter-terror efforts. Commander John T. McNamara, who leads the band, who heads the LAPD Counterterrorism and Criminal Intelligence Bureau, has devised a method which is considered so inexpensive, easily implemented, and innovative that federal authorities are considering making it a national model for local law enforcement intelligence gathering. And it says, in the years following the 9/11 attacks, federal authorities have been asking the 17,000 U.S. local law enforcement agencies to man the front lines in domestic counterterrorism by gathering information about crimes and other suspicious activities that may indicate an impending attack, which means just taking notes on everything that they hear in the streets and stuff. For various reasons, the idea has not been implemented as hoped, and local agencies have gathered information in haphazard ways. Most police officers are trained to gather evidence to prove crimes, not to cultivate, as NATO, that's what they're supposed to do, gather and analyze intelligence to prevent a terrorist strike. Commander John T. McNamara, who heads the LAPD Counterterrorism and Criminal Intelligence Bureau, has devised a method which is considered so inexpensive, easily amended, blah, blah, blah. It says, they added a section to the form that officers must fill out for crimes, real or suspected. The added section includes a checklist that codifies activities usually associated with terrorist activity. These forms must be filled out if the officers observe suspicious activity, whether or not a crime has been committed. There's also a checkbox that indicates that the form includes suspicious activity of all kinds, basically. Over the recent months, all LAPD officers have been receiving training on how to execute the forms and about forms of suspicious activity to watch for based on the 65-item checklist, which is included on the form. And they have surveillance. Anybody passing a government building and just glancing up now is you're surveilling the building. You see, things like that. Everything that was once innocent is now going to be suspect, and they'll start bashing folk on the head, tasering them and pulling them in and torturing them, you know, that kind of stuff. It's all going that way, because it's intended to. It's intended to. And yesterday, too, I mentioned Agenda 21, the end of Western civilization. It's that you've got to read Agenda 21, because, that, again, it's all tied in with what's happening now with the hyping up all too many people. And by Kathleen Muckers, I'll put up again part 4 tonight and just go through the whole series, because you'll know what they've got in store. The plans were made years ago to take the land off of people living in the country, move them into the city, pack them in, and even the UN has admitted that eventually, in a few years, there will only be 3% of people living on the land, and those 3% will be very, very wealthy people indeed, probably all top bureaucrats. Quite something, eh? And part of the whole plan of the eugenicists as well was to destroy culture by destroying religion, by destroying the family unit, by promoting promiscuity until they would never children would never bond later on in life with a person and have children, you see. And here they go now. The United Kingdom's National Health Service, the one that's is promoting this go to it, just rut like animals, folks, along the school system, teaching, do what you want, any age, just do what you want. We'll take care of any problems for you. Girls as young as 13 should be offered the contraceptive pill by the pharmacist without needing a prescription, a National Health Service report has suggested. So this is the next part. The idea follows a pilot scheme which found the number of women needing emergency morning after contraception, abortion pill, dropped significantly in the year following the introduction of over-the-counter access to the pill. So the trial was successful in reaching its target group of black, British, Caribbean, and African women. So here they're targeting, all the people that haven't evolved enough. That's usually Genesis, that's what they say, haven't evolved enough. Between the ages of 20 and 24, and those who have not previously used oral contraception, report by the NHS South East London said. It says the study was carried out by five chemists, that's pharmacists in the South Wark and Lambeth boroughs of South London, which have some of the highest teenage pregnancy rates in Europe and the highest in the capital. Those who used it had valued the convenience of the service and the anonymity it offered, the report revealed. So we could just buy the morning after pill. So now they're going to use the same scheme to go, oh, it works so well, so let's use it on 13-year-old children, give them the contraception pill. It's recommended it be expanded to other pharmacies around the country and also consider offering it to teenagers aged between 13 and 16. They have to tell the parents there's nothing to sign, it's over the counter, and that's it. Yep, society has been under attack and it didn't even know it. Back with more after this break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Through the matrix and tie in with eugenics and what's happening in the world and the forced austerity after, mind you, that they've been putting all your industry offshore to China with government policy using your tax money to put those companies over there to pay for them to move and set up for years and years and years and leaving you with nothing except service economies. Then they go on to this article pie is written, staggering rise of the British food bank. One opens every week after a rise in families unable to afford to eat. Now, you know, this is the kind of stuff that eugenicists and the alarm mongers will use. Oh, see, they can't get food. But they can't get food because they have no money, folks, because they've been been plundered. The banks plundered them too. Britain's put so much billions and billions and billions into the black hole to keep this central bank of Europe supposedly afloat and stop countries from sinking that they're broke. They're taxed to death. So much so they can't afford to eat, you see. And that's why they're going to the food banks. One in five Britons are borrowing money for groceries because of the soaring costs of living. The shocking figures are revealed every week. A new food bank opens in Britain, one per week opening, as more people find themselves struggling to make ends meet. And the number of people needing emergency aid is expected to rise, with many food bank operators worried about the full impact of the recent budget because their taxes are going up. Because you're redistributing your wealth. You're putting your tax money across the world, not back into your own country. And there's no end to it. More and more tax money. And they're going to ask for more and more at the Rio Plus 20 meeting in June. Now, also put up tonight, by the way, the White House advisor on economics has brought forth the big topic of a global tax. A global tax, folks. A minimum global tax. To start with, a minimum, for instance, but it's been voiced now for the first time. I'll put that link up as well. And you can peruse that. Just to end, how soap operas have changed the world. I've told you, everything you watch is part of the big agenda. BBC, soap operas aren't often celebrated for contributing to the good society. They admit they're addictive, though, because they're meant to be. Around the world, the genre has been succeeded in providing educational entertainment, which is a blend of public service messages and melodrama that has enraptured millions of viewers. That's what makes you all PC, political correct. Here's an example. Here, Harry Oakes is Dan, Gwen Berryman is Doris Archer and the Archers, which is widely thought to be the longest-running soap opera in the world. It was in 51 that BBC Radio and the Ministry of Agriculture. So here you are, the Ministry of Agriculture run by the government and the BBC run by the government created the Archers, an everyday story of country folk, which encouraged farmers to try new techniques to increase productivity in the years after World War II. That was chemical farming, folks. And the chemicals came from the waste products of the munitions industry, from DuPonts, etc. This is why soap. Well, the genre was christened in 31 when the first radio series, Clara, Lou and M, attracted the attention of detergent manufacturer Colgate-Palmolive. The daytime series had a long following amongst housewives of Colgate-Palmolive, who became a sponsor, using it to advertise detergent. It's one thing to read a persuasive argument in print, it's quite another to be persuaded by the power of the human voice, says Andrew Crystal, Professor of Broadcasting Studies at the University of Sunderland in the UK. What was challenging was getting the message across without people feeling they're being harangued or preached at. He just put it in the soaps. What are you using there, Dara? Oh, it's Palmolive. My, your skin looks so soft and lovely. And that's how you get stuck on it. But there's a lot more goes into soaps than that. Everything that's politically correct for updates is in there too. And your comedies, and in your movies. From Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me. Your God, or your gods, go with you.